recognize once again that we meet on unceded Willis Tkwee territory and that we have schools that meet on Mi'kmaq territory. I will, as a note of celebration, note that one of our alumni from Leo Hayes High School, a Willis Tkwee person, won the Polaris Award on Monday night. Just happens to be the brother of my son-in-law, so I'm double exciting for me. But, if you haven't heard Jeremy Dutcher's recordings, then check it out online. We have the agenda in front of you. Do we have any additions or corrections for the agenda? Seeing none, I have that approved by consent. And you had the minutes of the previous meeting posted earlier. Does anyone have any corrections from that? Seeing none, I will have the minutes approved by consent as well. I will apologize. I thought we would have a presentation tonight from the group of librarians, but I had apparently told them to come in October, so it's my fault, and they'll be with us in October. We have no business arising from the minutes. Does anyone else have any? Moving right along. You have read the letter to the minister outlining our request for exemptions and his response approving those exemptions. The process letters to the school communities for Forest Hill, Liverpool Street, Nashwauksis Memorial, and McAdam Avenue. And the letter from Bliss Carman Middle School naming of gymnasium. The only thing the Bliss Carman community hadn't done was they did not have a community consultation. So I suggested that the easiest way to do that would be to have a public meeting, advertise it as widely as they possibly could using all of their current communication modes, and take a vote at that meeting, and then to get back to us with it. That's what we did with, yes, the one that Andy.
Carlton North.
Carlton North, yep. Yes. And that worked, that seemed to work well.
Yep.
Moving right on, no questions on the correspondence then? Moving on to new business. Our meeting schedule, which we had a look at during our working session, we need to have a motion that we will accept that as our schedule for the year.
I'll move.
Moved by Wallace, seconded by Sean. Any questions or comments? Andrew, did you have a chance to look at that? You weren't at the...
No, I didn't. I just got online.
Okay. Can you find it there now?
Let's search about it.
Okay. I'm going to pass that down to you.
Will my copy, Mr.?
And just have a look at it. Terry?
With regards to that meeting schedule, you had said that the retreat weekend, that we would need a motion to approve the changes that we made on it?
Yes, because we had agreed for the, at least for the sustainability studies, that one of those would have occurred this week or last week, and we agreed to move that to next week. So instead of moving that we approve this one, you could move that we approve the corrected or the revised version. Is that, would that be all right with you, Wallace?
Sure.
Is that okay, Terry?
Yeah.
And Sean? Shouldn't be waiting for you because you were actually there when we did
it. No, but sorry, I was thinking about something else.
Okay, good. So you have the motion that we approve the revised meeting schedule. All in favor, signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded, nay. All approved, or it is approved. Thank you. The annual planning schedule. Any second thoughts on what we did with that? And we'll send that.
I can move that we accept that.
Good evening, David. There's a seat for you
right
here.
Here.
Jane is moving that we approve that as our planning schedule for the year. Do I have a seconder? Very seconded. I will just note in passing that if Mark Noel was here, we might have some conversation right at this moment. But Mark isn't here, so is anyone taking up his cause? We removed a few reports, Andrew, that we had twice a year and we didn't see the necessity for.
Yeah.
That was basically, and then we moved a couple of things from one month to another. So you have the motion that we approve the planning schedule as you received it. Are you ready for the vote? All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded, nay. Our goals. So at the bottom of your agenda, do you have that in front of you, Andrew?
No, I don't. It'd be really easy to bring up an iPad, I think.
you missed, David, we put in a request for maybe an upgrade in our technology. But, yeah.
Okay.
So could we have a motion to approve the 2018-2019 goals, so to develop a holistic policy and to develop a goal on learning using the academic excellence policy and align that with the 10-year plan. Just continuing work, the second one of what we've been doing, but moved by Miriam, seconded by Faith. Any questions, any comments? They're doable. All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded, nay. Noted. One objection. But you can't vote twice. And the long-term goals. Continued policy monitoring, developing a PSSC community engagement model, and completing the policy governance training. Preparing the model for future decks. Andrew's nodding his head. Do I have someone who would like to move acceptance of those three for our long-term goals for the next 2 years?
I'm moved.
Okay, Sean and Miriam. Moved by Sean and seconded by Miriam. Questions, comments? No. See, we worked really hard on these at the annual strategic planning sessions, so we don't have to talk a lot about them. Call for the vote. All in favor signify with aye.
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 Contrary minded, nay. Thank you. Motion's carried. Now I need my. Oh. Thank you.
No.
The meat of the meeting tonight. So I know that you haven't even had a chance to get yourself into the room, but
yeah.
We've already moved down in the agenda to the spot where David Pearley has offered to help us with some Willis to Create language, and some meetings and a little bit more instruction on use of the language in terms of things. And David, before we started, I recognized the achievement by Jeremy Dutcher on Monday.
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, geez, I left UNB in such a hurry that I don't have a copy of what I sent out. So, can I have a copy of someone?
Can we put it up there?
Yes. Do you want to put it up on the screen?
I can try.
Thank you.
Is that a, is that up on the screen? Is that on?
No, it hasn't been, was that in your?
It was in your email.
I have to go find it.
I can find it if I'm in.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for acknowledging our Lustigue language, the first language of this land, land of the Lustigue. I have the greetings here, and keep in mind that that the what I call the language of disharmony was introduced back in the 1600s, 1700s, and so on. So it's been conditioned within us to accept certain terminology, one of which, of course, is using the word Indian, band, tribe, and so. So you grow up hearing them within the community, and so, and this is true for me, where I accepted them, I never questioned them. I thought that was, I thought these were terms that were introduced by my ancestors. Not until I was at the university level that I, then when I researched the terminology of my ancestors, I realized that those terms were imposed on us rather than terms that my ancestors adopted in terms of self-identification. So, in the so you will hear a lot of students, Lustigue students, who will still use Maliseet. But as I mentioned in the last meeting, the word Maliseet that was never used by my ancestors. It was a term that was imposed on us by the missionaries back in the 1700s, and then of course it survived and it's still used today. So a lot of the young people still use the word Maliseet. The education directors will also use Maliseet as well. So we're trying to make the change, and I'm trying to convince the community members that we should start using terminology that my ancestors adopted, which of course would be to use Wulastuk, Lustukyawik, or Lustigweeg, and the Lustigwe elders and so on. So what you have here in front of the greetings, I should maybe explain that. For example, the first one, Dunagawk Lugil, and I'll say it a little slower later on. On the English version, it says that it states that how is your spirit? This was my ancestors' way of welcoming others into their space. If you say that today, it simply means to the younger generations, simply means how are you? They don't recognize the spirit in our ancestral worldview, I guess. So it's that's why I want to remind the younger generations that it's the spiritual aspect of welcoming others that you should also emphasize when you have others within your company. So the first one, how is your spirit? You would say Dunagawk, Alogil, how is your spirit? And then of course the response would be Mejida Besquin, I am one with spirit. I am connected with all of creation. And then of course you would say Waliwan, which means thank you. And then if you want to welcome others in the room here, or any place that you're at, you would say, if someone comes in, you would say, Kulazi Kulpa, I welcome all of you. Now, if you were to welcome, this would be this would be singular, me welcome everyone here, Kulazi Kulpa. But if we were to welcome, if all of us here were to welcome others coming in the plural form, it would be Kulasi Kulpan, all of us welcome you, welcome the ones coming in, into the room. So, but this is a singular form, quasi culpa. The teacher would say, quasi culpa to the students. And then, of course, you would say, abjuch knemyol. This is after your interaction with it, then you would say, abjuch knemyol, or we'll see you again. We never say, there's no word for goodbye in our language, because we just assume that we will see that person once again, sometimes in the future. So we would just say, abjuch knemyol, or we'll see you again.
Can
and
you
then
say
you will.
That a little slower?
Oh, sorry.
So
yeah.
It's I'm trying to
okay.
Match
phonetics.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Want me to start from the first
no,
one?
No. Just how you said that. That
okay.
Really
Upch, APC, Uch, Knimul, Upch, Knimul. Upch, Knimul.
Are the letters of the alphabet pronounced different?
Yes, they are.
So
yeah.
that's our confusion,
yes,
right?
Yeah. There's a couple letters. If you see a T, in this, in the last one, for example, you see there's a C. It has a CH sound, upch.
Yeah.
Uch, knimul. If you, there's no T up there somewhere, but there's T is pronounced as a D.
The very first one has a T in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, yes. So it's dun, gok. A low gill.
So the K is a G.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Do you
yeah.
want to say
and
that yourselves?
I am.
You want to give it
a
try? Dun gok a low gill.
Dun gok a low gill.
Dun gok a low
gill. And K
gil.
Is like a
G. Like a G, yes. Yeah.
You'd almost have to have the.
And it depends on, sometimes you will have a K sound as well, because it depends on if there's a vowel next to it, then it's a G. It's a G sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dungakalogil.
And but
then
if there's not, it's a K sound.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the next one, Mej Ade. And there's a T there again. Mej Ade Beskwan. And you never have a QU in our writing system. It's just the way you pronounce it. It has the QW sound. When you see the Q, it has a QW sound. Mejadebeskwin. Yeah. And then, of course, the next one is an easy one. Waliyuan. Yeah. And then the next one, Kolazi Kolpa. Kolazi Kolpa.
So, interestingly, there's a vowel after that K, but you're pronouncing it as a K.
Well, there's the H before, that's another rule.
Oh, it's K-U, right?
Yeah, that's right,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah,
that, and you're saying K, as a,
yes,
you're sounding it as a K.
Culpa,
maybe
yeah.
It's because it's a capital K.
No, there's a number of rules that
yeah,
we would
okay.
have to have
yeah.
a half-day session for the, write, and the writing system itself.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, Kulazi Kulpa. Yeah. And then, of course, the last one is Upch, Uch. Knimul. Knimul. Yeah. Upchuch Knimul. Do you want to try it? Upchuch.
Upchuch.
Knimul. There you go.
We
got it. Kolazi Kolpa.
Kolazi
Kolpa.
Right. Well done. Bliwan. That's an easy one. Mejade Beskwan.
Mejade Beskwan.
Dungok Alogil.
Dungok Alogil.
Yeah, fantastic. Right on. Good students. Right
on. Get away from my hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, I explained how we use lust we, and lust away, because there was quite a few questions in our
mm-hmm.
last gathering. So so these are the ways that you would use lust away, lust away, and lust away, and so on.
So the first one is Wallastug?
Yes, Wallastug.
Wallastuk.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's the river.
Right, yes. And then the people who the people who live along the river are Wallastugweeg. Yeah, Wallastugweeg. Yeah. And of course we would say Wallastugwe elders, Wallastugwe students. And then the last one, Wallastugwe.
And And that replaces First Nations?
Yes.
First Nations students, First Nations elders?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And Lustigway is the last one. Then Lustigway language, Lustigway housing, Lustigway tolls, and so on. So it's a reference to...
Lustigui and Lustigway.
Right. Yes.
And Lustok.
Yeah, and then Lustok. Yes, yeah.
Except if you're in Boystown and Dogtown, then it's Mi'kmaq.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, you know.
Interesting,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, at the Mi'kmaq Lustigway Center, we have to teach them both Lustigway and the Mi'kmaq, because we within our center, we have staff members and the Mi'kmaq staff members as well. Staff. So.
Now, is there something online that you can go to and hear the words pronounced?
Yes. If you go into, First Nations, I'll get the address for you later. I can't remember the exact link right now. But this particular link is, it has the greetings, and you'll hear them. And it has the greetings, it has, you know, like, all kinds of information, days of the week, and what you would say to your students in, like, League is at, you know, you did well and all that, so it's all online. Yeah. But I'll make sure you get that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a what?
A lady
time
who doesn't want to make
her
syllable sound.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that a lot of the guttural sounds that come from
very different.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the beginning of some of the words, you know, it has like PS on ps,
right.
You know, is you know, it's unique to Lustigway language. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And David explained to me earlier that it's important that you not talk too fast.
That's right. You gotta, because what tends to happen when we're teaching non-native students in at UNB, they want to say too fast, you know, so we try to slow them down. Say, don't just slow down when you're trying to make those pronunciations. And it's especially when they try to say, well, that's the week, we try to slow them down and say, well, that's the week.
Something that I'm guilty of. Did anyone have any other questions for Dave from any of the other documents or from this?
Yeah.
Who's choking?
That's our technician leaving for the night.
So I know that if you have, he will be open to answering questions by email or at the next meeting or,
I just wanted to maybe one of the handouts that I shared was the terminology, not using certain terms in a classroom, such as Indian, and explaining why. And I think I've already mentioned that in our last meeting anyway, you know, why Indian is so offensive to us, and band, and tribe, and reservation in particular. You know, if you look at the history of the word reservation, it was established, reservations were established in the U.S. for wild animals. And then later on, reservations were established for wild Indians, you know, from the perception of the colonial authorities at the time. So I try to tell our students that we have to get away from using the word reservation, because I still hear it at times. I'm from the Tobik Res, I'm from Woodstock Res, but they don't know the history of that, and that's why we have to educate them. And once they know the history, then they stop using it after.
So what words replace, like, band?
We usually recommend First Nation, you know.
We change to Wolastoqway to replace First Nation?
You can say Wolastoqway community, yes. But the majority of
so
our...
So a council, then, you would refer to it as a council?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that right?
Lustigway First Nation. Sorry, Lustigway community.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was having a hard time wrapping my head around that, but I got it.
Yeah, sometimes I slip too, and I still use when I'm presenting them, sometimes I use bad, but just stick with the tongue, you know, and it's, you know, when you get conditioned, you know, it's extremely difficult to change your, to change your terminology, you know, because it's, that's all I've heard all my life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Superintendent.
Okay, so we have three deck reports tonight. The first one is EL0, which is a new deck policy, Global Executive Limitations. And this policy requires the superintendent to ensure that district follows regulations, as well as establish our own practices and internal controls to avoid unethical or unlawful behaviors from employees in the performance of their duties. It also requires us to, when violations come to our attention, that the expectation is that we have a process established to remediate the situation as soon as possible. This DEC report speaks to all of those other DEC reports that are listed under executive limitations. So because you have approved all of those DEC reports from last year, that is the evidence that we're going to use that we are in compliance. And I have, if you'll notice in your document at the end, everything is hyperlinked. Rather than printing out and providing you with attachments and appendices, because it's referring to all of, well, you'll see minutes being used, you'll see deck reports being used. So rather than providing you those documents over and over again, I'll just hyperlink them and you can click on it and go right to that particular document. I thought that might be easier. And less paper for you to shuffle through.
Should that September 21st, 2007 be 17?
It should be.
I just said that to Carol.
Yeah, so we'll go back and fix that.
Okay.
And we've looked at that about 10 minutes.
The length probably takes you to the 17.
It should, yes, it takes you to the 17. That's just a typo. But we'll go back and fix that.
Okay.
Okay. You make note of that?
Thanks. Will you just take you to the public?
It does take you to the public. So people, when it's put on the public website, that it's a public document, so it'll take you right. Everybody can access it. Good point, Wallace. Any questions? Okay. So the second report tonight is around EL1, so this is Emergency Superintendent Succession. And this requires the superintendent to establish a plan for two individuals on the senior admin team to be prepared to step into the role of the superintendent if an unexpected event occurs and the DEC no longer has access to the acting superintendent. Two names have been presented to the DEC tonight in a private session. Both individuals meet the qualifications that are established within the latest posting for the acting superintendent. So there's a list of qualification and there's a list of skills. The qualifications is simply going through their personnel file to make sure that they are in compliance with those. And I will be using our annual performance review to be looking for the skills. So I'm using my professional judgment. Questions? Okay.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
I just want to say I appreciate that information compared to prior. So I know that's a change for the superintendent's office. So
yeah.
That's one of those things we had discussed. So.
Yeah, and it's just going through the process, right? Trying
right.
to find something that's suitable for evidence that maintains privacy. So, yeah. We'll get there, Heather.
Yep.
Yeah. And the final one is around our mission, vision, and core values. Again, this is a change from last year because we would have had a mission and vision separate and core values connected to vision, I believe. So this policy requires a superintendent to reflect the district vision, mission, and core values throughout district policies and within our district improvement plan and positive learning and working environment plan. And this will ensure our targeted goals and those plans adhere to both the mission, vision, and core values. Our current vision and mission and core values were introduced to the DEC on October 29th, 2015. And at that time, they were reflected in a revision. And the DEC accepted those as provided on that date, October 29th, 15. And you will see a hyperlink to those particular minutes that have been approved, as well as the district improvement plan and the positive learning and working environment plan. That has been hyperlinked, and you will see it reflected in those two documents. Appendix A is just the vision, mission, and core values that you'll see all over schools and in this office. Okay, any questions on? Thank you.
I'll just compliment you on that piece. I really like the hyperlink and the evidence showing there. It's very easy to follow and to go in through and see what you're looking for.
One of the, what we're striving to do this year is to make it as concise and clear as possible. So some feedback on whether or not it's meeting your needs is appreciated.
This fat is
okay. All right, thank you.
It's complete enough. Looks at this simplicity.
Okay.
In terms of our public, I'm wondering if, because it'll be a month before these minutes are approved and can be posted on the website, so I'm wondering if these reports can be in a file posted.
Mm-hmm. We already have that, like a folder on the website. Called
okay.
Superintendent reports,
and they will go in there before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Committees, policy committee. Did I see you meeting, or was that? Yeah. Okay.
Also, 7-Eleven committee met, but I didn't know whether you met policy committee as.
Oh. Okay. So let's do the policy committee as a whole first, and then. That's a quick one, thank you. And we had an ad hoc committee struck to look at policy 7-Eleven. Go ahead.
So we had a quick meeting today, and we're going to be available in the next couple of weeks to meet again. So the only thing we really wanted to say tonight was the committee understands the intent of the policy 7-Eleven. However, we are looking at specifics on how this is affecting the schools, cafeterias, fundraising, breakfast programs, etc. And again, we will meet within the next couple of weeks and draft a response to the Minister of Education on how the policy is affecting those areas.
Okay. So you're going to do that right away, or are you going to wait until after the 24th of?
It will be after the 24th.
Yes, because you won't even know who to send it to. Good, thank you. And I assume that if anyone else on the council would like to have input and would like to send off some messages to that committee, are you chairing it, Wallace?
I am, yeah.
So we'll let you know if we have anything we think would be a benefit to you and your committee to have. Any questions or comments of the committee? Kind of sounded like he was running for office.
I was, too old.
Thank you for meeting. I know things have been very busy. Student Voice Committee, have you had an opportunity?
No, we haven't had an opportunity.
No.
To meet.
So,
will be hopefully soon.
Okay, so, and you will have the results from the Thought Exchange information, the surveys that are question and opportunity to respond to those questions from students from grades 8 to 12, and you will know what grade level they are when they respond. So, and who is on that committee again with you?
Stephanie, Wallace, myself.
Did you put your hand up, Daniel?
Mark.
Oh, okay.
And Mark. Oh, yeah, it was Mark? Yeah.
No,
no,
no, I think it was just
Henry.
Henry.
We have Wayne as well.
Okay, all right, good. Did you all receive the email about the student leadership conference? It will be the Thursday and Friday. For our information, the Thursday preceding the November spring symposium. The DEC symposium that was canceled from the spring that will be on the first weekend in November. That's right?
Yep.
And the student leadership conference is the Thursday, Friday, and May. I don't know whether they go into Saturday or not.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But, so it would be November 1st?
Yes.
The Thursday.
And we have a meeting on that day.
Public National.
We don't have a meeting, we have a sustainability meeting that day at Nashwauk Sis Memorial. So last year and the year before, there were meetings held with the students from that came from the different Anglophone districts, and we met with them and the superintendent. And it was held at the Delta.
It's at Delta from 10 to 3.
So I assume that there will be some people interested, and they'll reach out again to find out on this.
Yes, yeah.
That's on the Thursday, 10 to 3?
Thursday. So Thursday, and then Thursday night we have the meeting at Nashwauk Sis Memorial, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we are at the Fredericton Motor Inn for the symposium. I'm hoping you all have responded to the DEC chair's manager. There were a few of you who still hadn't as of last Monday, and I have not been able to spend the time online to go back and contact everyone that didn't respond. So, yes, Terry?
Question, have we got any idea now how many of the former people are going, and whether there are going to be any new spaces?
We know that there were about 20 people that hadn't responded in any way, so we need to look at what you want done. It was my intent to find out how many people from each area who hadn't responded were not responding because they're not coming back, and they're mostly PSSE people, so they're not returning to the PSSEs, and I just didn't get that done. I mean, there hasn't been time for Carol to address that either. So is it your interest to just take all of those positions and put them back into the hopper and divide them up evenly again, or should I go back and try to figure out what areas the people are from who are not going and offer those areas those seats again? Yes, we'll have another one in May again.
It's just, I mentioned that I've been to a couple of PSSC meetings already,
mm-hmm.
and I mentioned that the symposium had been rescheduled for second and third, and there was interest.
So do you want me to just...
So I'm wondering is...
So what is
if
your...
If there are going to be some spaces, you know...
How many? Do you just want to take those people who have not responded and divide those numbers up amongst our areas?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll let you know how many, and then it'll have to be quick, but I'll let you know how many. I think she said the first of... I don't know what she said. Do you remember? For the date, for the hotel.
The other question is, people that don't need a hotel or anything, can they still go to the sessions?
They have to register, and there was a question of a fee because of the meals. So if they wanted to go to the banquet and they wanted to have lunch, then there was a fee. I don't remember what it was, but there was a fee. I can find it, and Stacy will send it to us again. So what is your wish? Did I do that? Yes, well.
I just wonder, because some of the schools haven't established their PSSC yet.
Oh, I know, mine.
So fair to those schools, can we not send out a notice like the end of September? They all should have established by then. I mean, I know I got lunch next week, that's.
Eighth of October is my last one, the voting meeting, I think.
Yeah, so I mean.
Some of mine weren't until Christmas last year.
No.
They might miss the vote.
I think that we do have to remember that we will meet again in May. So if there is anyone that's keen that misses out, but yes, we could wait the 8th of October. I'm pretty sure it was after that she said the date she needed to confirm hotel rooms. But I'll confirm that with her and send you out messages. And if I can't do it, I'll tell Jane to. Anyone have anything else? Yes, Davis.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions.
Oh, darn.
Can I go home now?
Yes.
No, you can't. I just have a couple of questions, or, you know, just because these things are in the news, and I do believe that it's important that we keep an eye on what's happening in the news and address some of it if it falls within our jurisdiction. So I guess these questions would be just general questions. So the first question I have is related to the email that I received that there were some issues with French immersion teachers who have just been hired that don't speak English. And so I'm just curious about that. Like, is that a fact in this province that we have French immersion teachers that don't speak English?
Well, we could ask the superintendent for our district.
Okay, is there teachers in our district in that situation?
Not in our district that I'm aware of, that that the French immersion teachers that we've hired or currently in those positions can communicate well with parents in English.
And the follow-up question to that is, as we have in the hiring criteria for French immersion teachers, they have a level of French that they have to be able to speak. They have to be proficient and
mm-hmm.
superior and all those kind of things. So on the opposite side of that, what about French people being hired for French immersion? Do they have to have a proficiency level in English in order to be hired in those jobs?
So there is a provincial assessment that teachers would take in order to get a proficiency level in French. There is no equivalent of that assessment for speaking in English.
So again, another example of being a bilingual province, only if you're English, right? And if you're French, you're in control. That's appears to, you know, double standard. Okay, that'll do it.
Any other comments? Heather?
Sorry, I wouldn't have thought of this, but you brought up the proficiency part. I'm just wondering, the interview, which is typically done over a phone to test somebody's proficiency, has there, I know that's always been questioned, but now with the issue of trying to find so many teachers who may reach the level if they had a one-on-one interview, is that a possibility with the people that we have that on staff? For example, I'm not sure what our French immersion coordinators and so on or not French immersion coordinators, but those people who we have at district level who obviously have the skills, would they be able to test people who maybe they only scored
intermediate.
Would they be able to, because it's always on a phone, be able to test somebody and say, oh, actually, in person, they're advanced? Is that?
They don't have the skills or the qualifications to be able to label somebody advanced, intermediate, superior. They may question the level of proficiency that the individual was given just based on their own experience or the fluency that they think is present with that person, but they wouldn't have the qualifications or the authority to say, no, you're really superior, you're not advanced plus. What they are working on provincially is a standardized system to do exactly what you're talking about, because it is recognized individuals may get a different level of proficiency based on who is doing the assessment, and it's also recognized that over the phone isn't the best method, that it should be face-to-face. So they are currently working on improving that system. They, as in the department, when I say the Royal Bay. But we don't, at district level, we don't have the authority to do that.
Good, thank you. I hate to ask if there are any other comments. No, date of our next public meeting, October the 18th in Fredericton. In the meantime, we have four sustainability study meetings, is that all? Six? Four?
Four schools being studied.
But do we start
between
our
then
second
and there,
round?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 meetings
four.
Before the public
okay.
meeting. Yes.
And a working session.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So five. We will see one another five more times before we have our next meeting. And of course the public is welcome at each one of our sustainability study meetings. So, do we have any comments from the public tonight? No. And I did not welcome our staff tonight. Jay Pulpitz, Director of Schools for Woodstock. And Judy Cole, our Director of Communications. And we have one member of the public who chooses not to speak. But welcome anyway. Meeting's adjourned. Andy, we beat it.